Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. So tax season is upon us, and for an awful lot of Canadians, it's a very high-stress time of year. And as you know, my listeners know, I'm all about reducing stress. So today I've invited Crystal Livingstone. She is the CEO of Flagship Accounting and Management Services. I've invited Crystal to share from her seasoned experience about personal tax preparation. Crystal, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
So can you just start us off with some information about you personally? How did you get started working in this field? Clearly you enjoy numbers and you must enjoy people. So what kind of journey did your career path take you on?
Well, Deb, that is, if we want to prepare for a whole series of interviews, we could. However, my journey found me. My grandpa was an accountant. My mom was an accountant. I did not want to be an accountant. I wanted to grow up and help people. And working for my mom, discovered that I could do both. I could work in this field, and I found a way to help people. So it drove me to do what I do.
And you enjoy doing what you do.
I love doing what I do. I love the people.
Yes. Isn't it wonderful to work with people?
I love it. I love just being able to help, even in some small way.
Wonderful. Mm. So let's start off with the basics. I mean, we are here in income tax season, and that's why I extra appreciate you taking time out of your very busy schedule to come and do this interview. But what are the standard deadlines for us Canadian tax filers?
For personal tax return, your tax return is due April 30th by midnight, Pacific Standard Time, of course, here. And if you're self-employed, you have a small business, or your spouse has a small business, your deadline is June 17th this year. It's June 15th. However, June 15th falls on a weekend. So this year, June 17th.
But of course, there is some fine print in there. If you do owe any taxes, those are due when?
April 30th.
So even if you are small business self-employed, or you're married to someone who has small business self-employed, you still have to make sure your taxes are paid in full by April 30th. Correct?
Correct.
Wonderful. So has our government introduced any significant changes or updates to our personal tax filings for this particular income tax season?
No, most of the changes, the major changes have happened over the past few years. This year, the biggest change really that we see is for British Columbia residents, there's no longer the fitness and the arts credit for provincial tax credits for children. Outside of that, there is no other major change for personal tax that has any significant value.
Do you know if the government has set anything in place to offset that loss, that deduction loss? Are you aware of anything?
No.
It is kind of came out of the blue, actually, to hear that kind of cast out of our deduction list.
Well, they took out the federal deduction last year, and then the provincial one for certain provinces was this year. So,
and we're the lucky ones this year, hey?
We are.
Okay. So you are a tax preparation specialist. You obviously enjoy working with people, helping people to create a stress-free tax season for everyone. Of course, it's not stress-free for you because you're very busy, but reducing stress for other people. So can you talk about the benefits that you bring to the table in terms of income tax preparation? Why would someone choose to work with a tax specialist like yourself?
Well, for myself, we do different types of things. So we do prepare people's taxes, of course. We also will review someone's taxes that they've prepared on their own. So sometimes people want to do it on their own. They bring in their laptop. They say, this is how I've done it. Is there anything I've missed? Is there anything I could do differently? So we don't sign off on it per se, but we review it for them, which allows them to keep their hands in it, but get, you know, some advice. The biggest benefits, I think, is for when you have a little bit more of a complex situation. You know, we're there to answer questions that, well, the old saying is, you don't know what you don't know.
That is so true. Mm-hmm. It is very true. So people can either drop in or make an appointment to have someone review what they've already put together.
Yes.
Do you mind just giving us an idea of a ballpark figure about how much that would cost for a fairly basic return?
most of the time it's not, people aren't going to do it for a fairly basic return. Most of the time they'll do it for, say, a rental or a small business or something like that. So for those, you know, for us to review it is usually about $75. It's based on time.
That seems very reasonable.
So, yeah.
Very reasonable. So if you wouldn't mind me asking, I'm curious what questions you get asked as a tax preparation specialist. What are your clients asking you?
Well, this year, do we get the carbon tax rebate? The answer is no, because we do not live in the appropriate province. However, what are the common questions? What types of things can I write off? How can I do this differently? And those answers are all dependent on your age and your particular situation. So there is no right or wrong answer for anything. It all depends on, are you married? Are you not? Do you have children? Do you not? What are your plans, right? So if someone of a senior age, they may not know that you can split your CPP by contacting Service Canada and filling out the form to split your CPP with your spouse. That's something we can't do. Common questions, mostly it's what can I write off?
Yeah, so awful lot of detail about how to save money when it comes to taxes.
How to maximize on the options that are available.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it sounds like those questions, as you said, they are unique to circumstances. So you do need to build relationships with people who ask those questions in order to give that appropriate advice. Are you relational in that way with your tax clients?
I am very much so, right? I have a huge network of now friends because I want to know the story, because knowing the story, I draw out information that people wouldn't have otherwise thought to tell me. Maybe they have a prosthetic limb that they never even occurred to them to talk about, but in a series of conversations, I learn about it, and then we learn that they're eligible for the disability tax credit that they've never heard of. What you don't know, you don't know. So I like to hear the stories. And our business clients, you know, we do their taxes, their children. We like to teach the younger generation to build a relationship with your advisors, with your team, because that in time is when you have that option to pick up the phone and phone the accountant office and ask a quick question about tax without thinking, I got to find somebody, I got to sit down, make an appointment. What am I going to ask them? I got to be prepared. What's it going to be like? You already have that relationship. So you say, hey, should I sell my rental property this year? Hey, should I buy RSPs this year? Those types of things, you've already built that relationship.
Which is invaluable, particularly if there's an emergency transition of business interest.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you to have relationships with the children of the owners of the business, but also good for those adult children to be able to relate comfortably with people who have been relating comfortably for many years with the business owners. So let's talk about coming to your office and being prepared for the questions that are going to be asked of us tax preparers. So what paperwork should we be gathering to prepare for our income tax appointment with your office? And how can we make sure that we come prepared? Because we're at the point where we really don't want to waste anybody's time, yours or our own. So give us some tips on how to come prepared.
Well, in a perfect world, because we never have a perfect world, you would have a folder that would say personal income tax information, and throughout the year, as you gathered information, you would put it in that folder. But essentially, you have your income slips that you get from your work, from the bank, if you've made interest, any deductions, any donations, any medical receipts, and you would have that all put together and brought together or brought, you know, in an orderly fashion. That's a perfect world, and that doesn't happen often, I do have to say. We'll always discover things. What about this? What about that? However, having your social insurance number and your story is probably the biggest thing. Where did you work? What about, do you have any side work? Did you do this or that, right? It's certain employees or employees of certain corporations will get a profit sharing slip. That needs to be reported. They may not know that. Tuition slip. That's a common one that people don't realize, that they actually have to go and log into the school and print it because they don't mail them anymore. And we need those slips. especially if you're transferring tuition or you want to keep tuition carry forwards. The government won't provide that slip.
Interesting. Actually had someone I was talking to the other day who was looking for a tuition slip and was rummaging through their mail for the last 2 weeks and they couldn't find it anywhere. So I will make sure that they listen to this episode.
Yes.
And know that they're online now. So that's right across Canada. There's no more mailing of tuition slips.
Correct.
Interesting.
Unless it's a small school, they might.
Right.
But most of the colleges and universities don't.
Okay. So we touched on this subject just a few minutes ago, but quite a lot of people nowadays are thinking of preparing their income taxes on their own. And perhaps they're, you know, tired of paying the preparation fees. So for those individuals, what advice and tips would you provide to them so that mistakes can be avoided?
The biggest thing is ensuring that you have thought about all of your income sources, because you're not required by law to claim your deductions. You're required to claim your income. And one of the areas that people are not aware of is omission penalties. So if you don't claim the interest that you receive from the bank, or maybe you got your, say you get a T4A from the co-op for your patronage allowance because you bought fuel from the co-op, and you didn't even think to include it, and the government sends you a letter and they send you assessment, we included this for you, and it made a small nominal adjustment, right? Might have been small. Maybe next year it happens again, or within the next 4 years, something like that happens again, but it's larger. The second time around, the government has the right to charge omission penalties, and most often exercises that right. And omission penalties can be up to 200% of the tax. So if that results in a $4,000 tax bill, you could get a penalty on top of that for $8,000.
Wow, that's significant.
So it's really important to identify all of your income sources and know that the bank, the T3s are not required to be completed until March 31st versus February 28th for most everything else. So ensure that you've got all of your income sources identified.
What a great tip. And also then you had mentioned that someone can go ahead, prepare their own income tax, and then hire you to do a review.
They can. It doesn't happen a lot, but people have done it.
But the opportunity is there for them.
Yes,